This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 6:06, 6 minutes after 6 o'clock at 97.9 FM, WCHL. It is Friday morning. Thanks for being here with us this morning. One North Carolina team is returning to North Carolina today. And it's the pack in red. The Tar Heels are still out in Omaha.
That ball is drifting. That ball is carrying. And that ball, it's gone.
Oh, well, Tar Heels won last night over North Carolina State. And it was an exciting game. It was also a shutout for the Tar Heels. We'll tell you all about the game coming up during the morning news here on WCHL. We'll also talk about discipline in the Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools and UNC accreditation. All of that and more, plus your WCHL Chapel Hill Carborough weather forecast. Sunshine today, high today in the low 80s, really nice weather on the way. Well, let's begin by talking about Carolina baseball. UNC's Hobbs Johnson combined with reliever Chris McHugh on a five-hitter last night, helping the Tar Heel baseball team stay alive in the College World Series with a 7-0 shutout over rival North Carolina State. Johnson set a career high of 8 1/3 innings pitched and hurled 132 pitches, most of them fastballs.
For pretty much the whole postseason and the Virginia series, I've been throwing for the most part almost all fastballs, and it's worked outside of one game against South Carolina, and we've just kind of been sticking with it. And today I had better command than I had against South Carolina and FAU, so it just helped me get ahead of them and kind of get some defensive swings.
Again, that is Hobbs Johnson, Carolina's pitching ace last night, pitching 8 1/3 innings, and Carolina shutting out North Carolina State. ACC Player of the Year Colin Moran led the Tar Heels at the plate with his second consecutive three-hit baseball game. The Tar Heels live to play along more in the College World Series. Carolina next faces UCLA Friday night at 8 o'clock, or tonight at 8 o'clock, I should say. Tar Heels will have to beat the Bruins twice in order to advance to the College World Series finals. You can hear tonight's game on 97.9 FM WCHL and also streaming online at chapelbro.com. We'll have all the details on the game coming up in just a little while here on WCHL Championship Sports. But basically, that's how it went last night. Carolina beating North Carolina State by a 7-0 score. Parents, students, and concerned community members are calling on the Chapel Hill Carborough City School Board to change discipline and suspension policies that they say unfairly target African-American and Latino students. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
Karen Reed is a retired teacher from the Chapel Hill Carborough City School System. She was one of 20 speakers last night who asked the school board to reassess discipline policies, specifically to look at how school resource officers handle incidents with students.
They need training on child development. They're doing their job. They're arresting our children, and our children are having to pay for it. And it's just not a good start for them in their lives. This school system is better than that.
Reed and others argue that school resource officers, or SROs, are too often called upon to handle minor incidents in schools, resulting in the criminalization of nonviolent behavior. James Williams is a public defender in Orange and Chatham counties. He said the discipline and suspension policies are unfairly applied to minority students, setting many on a pathway to failure.
Discipline inequity is a denial of equal education opportunity for children of color. And when you look at the data, it's clear that there are significant racial disparities in how school discipline issues are handled in the Chapel Hill Carborough school system. It doesn't have to be that way.
According to data collected by school officials, Black and Latino students each make up about 12% of the student body, but account for a majority of in-school suspensions. Here's Dr. Rodney Trice.
40% of all students who received in-school suspension in our district were African American students, 21% Latino students, and 31% white students.
School board members, including James Barrett, acknowledge that racial disparity in discipline is a long-standing problem, one the board is committed to addressing.
We like to think of ourselves as a very enlightened community, but this is an area that we have struggled with for a long time, and it's an area that we're obviously not proud of, but does exist. Having this conversation shows that we're not sweeping it under the rug, and we're committed to making a difference here.
School officials said one solution may be to clarify the roles and responsibilities of the SROs, to track which cases are referred to the criminal justice system. Greg McElveen said officers are called in to handle situations that would be better managed by administrators.
When you talk about recommending partnership between the police and the courts and the schools, that partnership will include some very specific restrictions on what SROs can do.
Both Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue and newly appointed Carrboro Police Chief Walter Horton were on hand to listen to the discussion. Neither commented to the board. Other solutions include additional training for teachers and SROs, publishing data on suspensions on a quarterly basis, and assigning school work groups to review student discipline outcomes. No decisions were made at last night's meeting, but administrators will begin reviewing discipline and suspension protocols throughout the district. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time, 6:11, 11 minutes after 6 o'clock. More news in just a moment.
Dreaming of an easier and faster way to get your vehicle serviced? Wake up, because Crown Honda South Point has the answer. Dream Service. Simply drop your car off between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and your vehicle will be ready bright and early at 7 a.m. the next morning. 7 a.m. Guaranteed, or it's free. Plus, Crown Honda South Point is the only Honda dealer in North Carolina open until 11 p.m. Rest easy with Dream Service at Crown Honda South Point, South Point Auto Park Boulevard, and SouthPointHonda.com.
Hey, what's happening? I'm Wright Brand Bacon, the bigger, better bacon. When you bite into Wright Brand Bacon, it's like DJ Bacon dropping a beat in a Pat Bacon disco in your mouth. I'm so meaty and delicious, I'm like candy. When you fry me up, I smell so good, it draws a crowd like free money. I'm so tender.
Wright Brand Bacon, bigger, better bacon. Find out more at biggerbetterbacon.com.
WCHL sat down with Mariana Fiorentina, Tom Wiltberger, and Kara Pittman, owners of Terra Nova Global Properties.
Our brokers are full-time and experienced. We're local, with a deep commitment to this community.
We're results-driven for both sellers and buyers.
We don't want you to worry about anything, so we handle every detail. Before we list,
we fix,
feng shui,
and stage your home.
We'll get your home sold.
Stress-free.
Terra Nova Global Properties. Focused on you. Online at terranovaglobal.com.
Betty Davis famously said, getting old is not for sissies. What she didn't say is that dealing with aging loved ones is no easy task either. HomeWatch Caregivers gives you the support you need for your loved ones. From simple companionship to comprehensive personal care, its trained staff gives you peace of mind. You can relax knowing your family member is well taken care of. HomeWatchCaregivers.com or call 919-960-6038. HomeWatch Caregivers. Let our family care for yours.
Hello, this is Eric Montross, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
All right, thank you, Eric. It is 6:14, 14 minutes after 6 at WCHL. UNC's accreditation agency will not sanction the university for the irregularities involving the Department of African and Afro-American Studies, according to a statement issued by Chancellor Holden Thorpe. With that decision, UNC will remain fully accredited and in good standing with the Southern Association of Colleges and Schools Commission on Colleges. The notification was part of a biannual review of the accreditation status of degree-granting higher education institutions in an 11-state region. Carolina was advised by the SACSCOC to take immediate steps in January to comply with standards on academic policies, academic support services, and student records. We are very pleased with this decision, Thorpe said in a university-wide email. Throughout this process, the university has been treated fairly by SACSCOC. We provided information, responded to all questions, taken necessary actions, and documented the comprehensive reforms that we have put in place over the past 2 years because of issues related to the unprofessional and unethical actions of two former department employees. The UNC healthcare system is mourning the loss of two respected and cherished doctors this week. Dr. Keith Amos, assistant professor of surgery and surgical oncologist, died unexpectedly while traveling as a visiting scholar in Scotland, and he was only 42 years old. Dr. George Sheldon, who chaired the UNC Department of Surgery from 1984 to 2001, died due to illness at UNC hospitals on Sunday. He was 78 years old. Dr. Amos is survived by his wife, Ahaji, and their three young daughters, Dr. William Roper, Dean of the School of Medicine, Vice Chancellor for Medical Affairs, and Chief Executive Officer of the UNC Healthcare System, said this in his blog regarding the loss of his colleagues. George and Keith were very different people in many ways, and they were at very different places in their careers, one near the end of his, the other in the most productive period of his. But they both were very passionate surgeons, dedicated to serving others. We will miss them very, very much. Dr. Shelton was awarded the Lifetime Achievement Award by the American College of Surgeons in 2012. Dr. Amos was recruited by the University of North Carolina in 2007 and during his career in Chapel Hill focused on the UNC Breast Center. The Orange County landfill is closing at the end of the month, and while Carrboro does not yet have a plan for what it will do with its solid waste, the town's Board of Aldermen came together to agree on what they would not do, create a solid waste authority. In early June, the Carrboro Board of Aldermen met, and most expressed a desire to create a disposal facility or transfer station, but not an authority. David Andrews, Carrboro's town manager, explained that Carrboro would not be able to regulate and manage an authority like they could a town utility.
An authority would have its own separate board. It'd be a separate agency.
Carrboro Mayor Mark Chilton says he feels creating an authority is a way for municipal officials to avoid taking a stand on how to clean up waste in the town.
I have a problem with the notion of assuming that that's going to be some kind of solution, that somehow we won't have to have any intestinal fortitude on the part of the elected officials if we just create an authority. That's not correct.
Like the Orange Water and Sewer Authority, otherwise known as OWASA, any authority approved by Carrboro and others would still have some of the surrounding town's input in its decision-making, according to David Andrews.
Presumably, if it worked like OWASA, each of the municipalities could appoint a certain number of members to the authority's board.
As far as Mayor Chilton sees it, the local governments have not had a good record when it comes to managing and disposing of solid waste.
As long as the local governments have the zoning power, then it's really going to be ultimately up to the local governments to go along with or trip up any solid waste management proposal that comes along. And so far, last 22 years that I've been paying attention, every time it's been trip it up.
Mayor Chilton adds that if the town of Carrboro ultimately wanted a solid waste authority, he would have no problem with the creation of one. WCHL News Time, 6:18, 18 minutes after 6. Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. This traffic report is brought to you by Crown Honda, South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda, South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. In your travels throughout the morning, if you spot any accidents or experience any unusual delays, be sure and call us in the newsroom this morning. You can become a WCHL Road Warrior. We always appreciate hearing from you, and then we will pass along the word to everybody else. But right now, everything is looking good out there this morning. Situation will change later on. Rand Northam is in the newsroom. He'll be reporting on traffic all morning long. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Call ahead and bring home a Dickie's family pack. Select from 8 juicy smoked meats and fresh sides. Dickie's Barbecue Pit in Durham off Mount Moriah Road. It is going to be sunny today. High today in the low 80s, 55 degrees right now. This feels good. It really does. It's the coolest morning we've had in a while here, but ironically, today is first day of summer. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 60. Tomorrow, we're looking at partly sunny skies. Isolated showers possible in the afternoon. High tomorrow, about 85. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a slight chance of rain and the low in the middle 60s. And then on Sunday, partly sunny, slight chance of showers and or thunderstorms, and the high in the upper 80s. So a little bit warmer on Sunday. 6:19. 19 minutes after 6 at WCHL. Time now for David Letterman and the top 10 list on WCHL.
From the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York, The Late Show with David Letterman. Top 10 list.
You're in your car. You see dust caked on your hood, and you know it's time to change your oil because the last 1,000 miles were hard ones. Like Baja Desert uphill both ways kind of hard. So you pull into AutoZone, where they have oil and everything else you need. Maybe a little wash and wax are in order, too.
Right now at AutoZone, for only $19.99, get a 5-plus quart jug of Valvoline conventional motor oil and a Fram Extra Guard oil filter, all just $19.99. Get in the zone. AutoZone. See store for restrictions and details.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At turntohelpnow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to turntohelpnow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit turntohelpnow.com today.
What we have here now is a list of signs that you have a bad summer job. Now, sadly,
And go ahead, stick with it. But these are signs you have a bad summer job. Okay, number 10. Each day begins with the North Korean Pledge of Allegiance. See, that would be one indicator that you have a bad job right there. Number 9, you spend 10 hours a day digging for Jimmy Hoffa. Number 8, they make you share a whistle. Number 7, sign in restroom reads, employees must wash each other. Oh my gosh. Number 6, your parents lie and tell people you're a stripper. Does that make any sense? Does that make any sense?
Well, I guess no.
It makes no sense at all. Number 5, a big part of your day involves dodging federales.
That's got to be a bad time.
Dodging federales day at Taco Bell. Number 4, even the interns address you with, out of the way, loser. Number 3, to go home at the end of the day, you have to escape. Number 2, you work alongside this guy. Oh, it's that. Remember this guy, Paul, yesterday?
Well, look at him. This guy. This is the guy in China, right?
Yeah, he's loading boxes. He don't care.
He doesn't really care
about
his job.
No, he doesn't care what's in the boxes.
Yeah. No, look at that.
Look at that. Just bang.
Totally.
Number 2, number 1 sign you have a bad summer job. You greet people with, welcome aboard Carnival Cruise Line.
David Letterman, Top 10 List on WCHL. We do it every morning at the same time. 6:22, 22 minutes after 6 at WCHL. Time for WCHL Championship Sports. UNC's Hobbs Johnson combined with reliever Chris McHugh on a 5-hitter last night, helping the Tar Heels stay alive in the College World Series. It was a 7-0 shutout of a rival North Carolina State. Johnson set a career high of 8 1/3 innings pitch. He threw 132 pitches. Most of those were fastballs.
For pretty much the whole postseason and the Virginia series, I've been throwing for the most part almost all fastballs, and it's worked outside of one game against South Carolina.
And that is Hobbs Johnson, and UNC's left-hander really outperformed the Wolfpack's Carlos Rodon, who took to the mound with 3 days' rest after getting the win over the Tar Heels on Sunday. Rodon was pulled in the fifth inning after allowing 2 UNC runs. Carolina head coach Mike Fox says he wasn't surprised that Rodon started for the Wolfpack, though.
Nation game, to not put the boy out there. I mean, I get the rest and all that. He only threw 108 pitches, and he's strong as a bull. And I know it was a tough decision for him and his staff, but you don't want any regrets leaving here. And I think they probably would have had some if they hadn't have pitched him.
ACC Player of the Year Colin Moran led the Carolina attack with his second consecutive 3-hit game. Moran had 2 RBIs, and Michael Russell added 3 more to help the Heels in their dominant offensive performance. Moran led off the top of the fourth with a single and was advanced to second on a throwing error by Rodon, attempting to get the force out on a bunt by Brian Holberton. Here's Holberton on facing Rodon for the 5th time this season.
Kind of going into it, wanted to make him throw a lot of pitches just because we knew he'd pitched a few days ago and had a high pitch count. And I think Landon's at bat in the first inning was set the tone, and that did a good job for the rest of us to have a good idea of what to do when we went up there.
As we said earlier, Hobbs Johnson had 8 1/3 innings, but McHugh came out at the bottom of the inning in the 8th to relieve Johnson and seal the win, getting the final 2 outs. With the victory, UNC takes a rubber match 3-2 over North Carolina State. They finished their season with a record of 50-16. The Tar Heels next face UCLA on tonight at 8 o'clock, and the Tar Heels will have to beat the Bruins twice in order to advance to the College World Series Finals. You can hear tonight's game on 97.9 FM WCHL and streaming live from chapelboro.com.
The Files, sponsored by Walgreens. Their expert pharmacists are ready to help you when you need them, right at the corner of happy and healthy. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Wednesday and Thursday, not good days for the Dow Jones Index. It was down 559 points, more than 3.5% in just 2 days. It's still up more than 10% for the year. But when it falls like that, it has the people who like to check their net worth every day feeling a little less rich, which makes them grip their wallets a little tighter. And then they buy just a little less, and every time that happens, an angel loses its wings. So why is this man so happy?
We love this.
We'll find out after this.
If you're on Medicare Part B and have diabetes, you're probably at the corner of big changes and where will I get my testing supplies? Starting July 1st, if you use a mail order provider, you may have to find another option. Fortunately, Walgreens carries all major brands, including One Touch, Contour, AccuCheck, Freestyle, and TrueTest. We also accept assignment and bill Medicare along with your supplemental insurance. Talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today at the corner of Happy and Healthy.
Membership helps Strictly Bicycles keep business tuned.
Building a bike is like building a small business. With the bike, it's about weight, and a business, it's cutting costs.
The Plum Card from American Express Open offers an early pay discount or extra time to pay your bill with no interest.
It helps with my cash flow and lets me reinvest so I can put my money to work.
Find out more at open.com.
I'm Nelson Gutierrez, and I'm a member of Making My Money Work As Hard As I Do.
This is what membership is. This is what membership does.
Terms and conditions apply.
Investors can find reasons to be spooked by anything lately. Wednesday it was the Federal Reserve, Ben Bernanke hinting the Fed might slow down its cash vaccinations. Yesterday it was the fear that the Chinese economy is slowing down, which would mean Chinese consumers wouldn't be able to buy as much from us. But when CBS's Carter Evans talked to Wall Street trader Ben Willis, he said,
"This is a natural correction we've been looking for, and you can blame it on Ben Bernanke, we can blame it on China, we can blame it on Greece."
He didn't sound depressed or even mildly flustered.
"This is what we live for. When you have this kind of volatility, this is a dream for us. That's what why you're in the business. So.
This is when you make your money."
Exactly.
As someone who sits there fretting every time Wall Street messes with your nest egg, you probably find this man pretty annoying, don't you? But what he's saying is that traders make their money off emotional reactions. The investors who get spooked because other investors got spooked. They watch the fear spread, they watch prices fall, and then when the time is right, they buy stock from the most frightened investors they can find and sell it back to them when the market skyrockets and suddenly everyone's worried about missing the boat. And yes, it takes a lot of nerve to remain aboard ship when everyone else is leaping overboard. But this is why his house is bigger than yours. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.
This is Kit Ballew of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. You know, Kit, a lot of people look at buying or selling a house as a competition where there is a clear winner and a clear loser.
I know what you mean, but in my experience...
And that would be vast.
The best deals are the ones where the sellers feel they didn't get quite enough and the buyers are sure they paid a little too much.
So not like the sleazeball in the tailored suit on Bravo's million-dollar listing, the one who says, "You haven't done anything right until someone wants you dead." Geez, at Franklin Street Realty, our agents simply do not let ego get in the way. In fact, the men were selected for low testosterone levels.
Oh, Sammy, don't sell yourself short. The truth is, you don't have to read The Art of War to be a good negotiator. You need focus, experience, and flexibility. What you get from our agents. Plus, even the talking heads have come around to our position. There has never been a better time to buy a house, period.
Lower asking prices, lower interest rates, a lot to choose from. Find your new house and a link to the tournament schedule at franklinstreetrealty.com.
Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
WCHL and the town of Chapel Hill invite you to discover the new 140 West Plaza in downtown Chapel Hill. Located at 140 West Franklin Street, the new outdoor plaza is designed to enhance the natural charm unique to downtown Chapel Hill. Every Wednesday in June features Live at Lunch, an intimate music and art series as backdrop to your midday meal. Fridays on Franklin on the 2nd and 4th Fridays from 6 p.m. until 8 p.m. features live entertainment to kick off your weekends in downtown Chapel Hill. More information at townofchapelhill.org/140West.
Hi, this is Scott Maitland, proprietor of Top of the Hill Restaurant and Brewery. What's the best way to recover from the coldest winter in recent history? By celebrating spring's arrival on our outdoor patio. Our patio has been voted the best outdoor patio in the Triangle too many times to count. And it's the perfect place to toast the arrival of the crocus, wistfully dream of the dog days of summer, or just enjoy the most beautiful sunset view in Chapel Hill. This is Scott Maitland, and I'll see you at Top of the Hill, the social crossroads of Chapel Hill.
Today is your last chance at a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Tallulah's Turkish Restaurant. It's half off, dinner or lunch, available until midnight. Come visit Tallulah's, a local, family-owned restaurant on Franklin Street, and take a culinary journey with fresh, healthy food. Tallulah's has become a favorite dining and late-night destination among locals and visiting foodies with its unique Turkish cuisine. It's half off from Tallulah's Turkish Restaurant. It's available until midnight, so get it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Good morning, it is 6:30, and your WCHL Chapel Hill cover of weather brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. All right. The weather looks like this. Sunny skies, high today in the low 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 60 degrees. And then tomorrow, partly sunny with a slight chance of rain. Maybe an isolated shower in the afternoon. High tomorrow, about 85. On Sunday, a pretty nice day with a high in the upper 80s.
Local news all day. Breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM. WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett. Might be more Border Patrol agents on duty if an immigration reform bill passes Congress. Looks like there's some headway being made on that. Correspondent Bob Fuss.
What backers of the immigration bill hope is that by adding tens of billions of dollars in border security measures, including 20,000 new border agents and a 700-mile fence, they'll pick up more Republican support and pass it with a big margin in the Senate next week.
Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio pushing an amendment to the bill so the overall package would pass.
The choice is before us is to try to fix this or to leave it the way it is. And what we have today is a disaster of epic proportions.
Hiring more Border Patrol agents, adding 350 miles of fencing along the border with Mexico, adding surveillance drones, all part of the reform package. And, says Tennessee Republican Bob Corker,
all of these things have to be in place before anyone achieves their green card status.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 6:32, 28 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL. 55 chilly degrees this morning. It feels chilly in comparison. Sunshine today. High today in the low 80s. Big story today. Carolina's baseball team still alive out in Omaha, Nebraska. College World Series. UNC pitcher Hobbs Johnson had a great night last night. The Wolfpack of North Carolina State shut out. It was Carolina 7, North Carolina State nothing. Tar Heels will live to play another day. In fact, that will be tonight. 8 o'clock, they will take on UCLA, and you will hear it right here on WCHL. And streaming online at chapelbro.com, we have all the details on the game in our next sportscast and also on our website this morning at chapelbro.com. If you're just waking up, Carolina won last night 7-0 over the Wolfpack. Wolfpack season over. Carolina will move on and continue to play in the College World Series. Parents, students, and concerned community members are calling on the Chapel Hill Carborough City School Board to change discipline and suspension policies that they say unfairly target African-American and Latino students. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
Karen Reed is a retired teacher from the Chapel Hill Carborough City School System. She was one of 20 speakers last night who asked the school board to reassess discipline policies, specifically to look at how school resource officers handle incidents with students.
They need training on child development. They're doing their job. They're arresting our children, and our children are having to pay for it. And it's just not a good start for them in their lives. This school system is better than that.
Reed and others argue that school resource officers, or SROs, are too often called upon to handle minor incidents in schools, resulting in the criminalization of nonviolent behavior. James Williams is a public defender in Orange and Chatham counties. He said the discipline and suspension policies are unfairly applied to minority students, setting many on a pathway to failure.
Discipline inequity is a denial of equal education opportunity for children of color. And when you look at the data, it's clear that there are significant racial disparities in how school discipline issues are handled in the Chapel Hill Carborough school system. It doesn't have to be that way.
According to data collected by school officials, Black and Latino students each make up about 12% of the student body, but account for a majority of in-school suspensions. Here's Dr. Rodney Trice.
40% of all students who received in-school suspension in our district were African-American students, 21% Latino students, and 31% white students.
School board members, including James Barrett, acknowledge that racial disparity in discipline is a longstanding problem, one the board is committed to addressing.
We like to think of ourselves as a very enlightened community, but this is an area that we have struggled with for a long time, and it's an area that we're obviously not proud of, but does exist. Having this conversation shows that we're not sweeping it under the rug, and we're committed to making a difference here.
School officials said one solution may be to clarify the roles and responsibilities of the SROs, to track which cases are referred to the criminal justice system. Greg McElveen said officers are called in to handle situations that would be better managed by administrators.
When you talk about recommending partnership between the police and the courts and the schools,
that that partnership will include some very specific restrictions on what SROs can do.
Both Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue and newly appointed Carrboro Police Chief Walter Horton were on hand to listen to the discussion. Neither commented to the board. Other solutions include additional training for teachers and SROs, publishing data on suspensions on a quarterly basis, and assigning school work groups to review student discipline outcomes. No decisions were made at last night's meeting, but administrators will begin reviewing discipline and suspension protocols throughout the district. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Five people were arrested on Tuesday of this week for an attempted burglary into a home on Umstead Drive that resulted in an assault on two residents of the home. According to Sergeant Josh Miesemore of the Chapel Hill Police Department, the two residents, one male and one female, were reportedly in their apartment when the five suspects forced their way in and attacked them on Monday night.
Like the female was hit with some type of metal rod, then the male was hit, it looks like, with just personal weapons, fists.
Sergeant Miesemore says both sustained injuries, the females being more severe, but neither required hospitalization.
EMS responded, but did not transport either of the victims to the ER. So they were treated on scene and stayed there.
The five suspects, Bradley McDowell, Kathy McDowell, Antoinette Satterwhite, Catherine Williams, and Whitney Williams, were all arrested and released on a written promise to appear in court. They're facing charges of first-degree burglary, a felony, and assault with a deadly weapon, a misdemeanor. Satterwhite is also charged with inflicting serious injury, another misdemeanor. The North Carolina gas tax is increasing from 37.5 cents per gallon to 37.6 cents per gallon. The Department of Revenue says a new rate for the motor fuel taxes on gasoline, diesel, and alternative fuels begins July 1st and lasts through 2013. The tax is computed using a flat rate of 17.5 cents per gallon and a variable of the average wholesale price of motor fuel during the last 6 months. The average wholesale price is a weighted average of the wholesale prices of gasoline and number two diesel fuel. The average price for the last period was 2.8743 cents per gallon. The new rate will go into effect on January 2014. Consumers at retail locations pay the tax. The money then goes to the department. And thankfully, there will not be a pop quiz at the end of this newscast. Three-year-old Grayson Clamp heard sound for the first time in his life 3 weeks ago, thanks to a team of UNC doctors. Grayson's miraculous story now is being reported worldwide, with CNN, The Today Show, and The Daily Mail in the United Kingdom sharing his triumph. WCHL's Rachel Nash spoke with the doctor who headed up this life-changing surgery.
Many years ago, it became apparent to us that this particular device might be helpful for kids with this particular problem. And so it's been sort of a culmination of a lot of years of working towards trying to be able to do this for this limited number of children that are candidates.
That's Dr. Craig Buckman. He led the team of doctors at UNC in the procedure. He was in the room when Grayson heard for the first time. Grayson was born without a cochlear nerve, which transmits sound information from the cochlea to the brain. After Lynn and Nicole Clamp adopted Grayson, they began working with UNC doctors to help him hear. Doctors first tried a cochlear implant, but because he was born without the cochlear nerve, it was ineffective as there was nothing to stimulate. The family then decided to move forward with the auditory brainstem implant, which had been used for adults but hadn't been tested by the Food and Drug Administration for use in children.
I mean, we're ecstatic that he's doing well and that the parents are happy and that he's responding to sound, and we just couldn't feel better about the whole thing.
The procedure requires doctors to implant a microchip into a patient's brain. The microchip then helps the patient to recognize and process sound by electrically stimulating the brainstem.
And so the frequencies are allocated, as you say, to the individual electrodes, and then the brain is sort of left to sort out those details.
The next step for Grayson will be to begin to recognize and understand speech. He'll continue to work with UNC hospitals for hearing and speech therapy. To see the video of when Grayson hears for the first time, you can read the article on our website, chapelboro.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
It's pretty exciting news. 6:39, 21 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL. Raleigh Mann has today's commentary on the way. He talks about the people being arrested at Moral Mondays. And in addition to that, do we have Inside Carolina Athletics on your way? We'll have more details on last night's Carolina win over NC State.
Are you the type who simply can't resist a classic?
He's looking at you, kid.
Go ahead. Make my day.
If you can't resist a classic, then Breadman's Restaurant is the perfect place for you. You'll love the banana pudding.
Hello, gorgeous.
And you can get a full breakfast anytime.
Inconceivable!
table.
Open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily.
Bredman's Restaurant, since 1974. A Chapel Hill classic.
God is my witness. I'll never be hungry again.
Orange County Municipal Solid Waste Landfill will permanently close on June 30th. There will be no more disposal of regular trash after June 30th, so it is more important than ever to recycle all you can. Solid Waste Convenience Centers provide a full suite of solid waste and recycling services for residents only. The landfill will still accept construction and demolition waste and separated metal, mattresses, appliances, tires, electronics, clean wood, and yard waste. The hazardous waste collection will continue to serve Orange County residents and small businesses too. For more details, call 968-2788.
Summer is finally here, and it's time for that well-deserved family vacation. The road is calling, and right now at Performance BMW, you can get exceptional offers, such as financing as low as 0.9% for up to an unbelievable 72 months on select certified pre-owned models, while other financing options are as low as 2.9% for up to 72 months, such as the 2010 BMW 328i for $384 per month.
Wow!
At Performance BMW, your options are virtually limitless. Performance BMW is known for the promise and the wow. The promise is your guarantee you'll always receive extraordinary service from expertly trained people, all for a superb value. Visit PerformanceBMWChapelHill.com, where you can also read customer comments about their award-winning service. BL1853, 72-month purchase at 2.9% APR. $2,500 due at signing, excludes tax, tag, and 549 dock fee. Based on selling price of $27,861. Financing with approved credit through BMW FS on select models for a specified term. See dealer for details. Take delivery before June 30th, 2013. Certified pre-owned BMW come with a protection plan for up to 6 years or 100,000 miles from the original purchase date. BMW is the ultimate driving machine. 2013 Center of Excellence and Volume Leader.
Good morning. It is 6:42, 18 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Raleigh Mann. Why would people willingly get themselves arrested, handcuffed, detained for hours? Some of Chapel Hill's most respected residents are doing that every Monday. They enter the legislative building in Raleigh and begin singing, peacefully protesting what they see as an immoral and racist agenda being enacted by our state lawmakers. They're protesting the denial of Medicaid coverage to thousands of North Carolinians, the lowering of taxes for a few while raising them for thousands, the imposing of barriers to voting, efforts to defund public schools, the relaxing of rules that protect the environment and public health, and the list goes on. These Chapel Hill protesters have lots of company from all over the state, and each week their number grows. Who are they? Religious leaders, educators, physicians, attorneys, grandparents, ordinary folks like you and me. Some courageously step forward and permit themselves to be arrested. Many others stand behind them as supporters. They do it because this legislative agenda is both unjust and immoral. It seems racist, aimed at poor people, children, and the elderly, one of them told me. She's a grandmother, a retired educator and public health administrator who was awarded the coveted Order of the Longleaf Pine, the highest civilian honor awarded by the state of North Carolina. She was arrested and detained until 2:30 in the morning, and she faces a court hearing in July. She's doing this because what the legislator is doing is immoral and wrong, she said. I'm not going to let them do this in the dark, she said. Exactly. This is Raleigh Mann.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Wake up every morning with one of Chapel Hill's leading action adults, Ron Stutz in the Morning News. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Inside Carolina Athletics, brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
North Carolina got another one in Omaha on Thursday night. 7-0 is the final over North Carolina State. And Hobbs Johnson goes a career best 8 1/3 of shutout baseball, scattering 5 hits and striking out 6 for his 5th victory of 2013. Chris McHugh comes in to shut the door, going the final 2/3 of an inning. Some hot bats in the Tar Heel lineup as well. Michael Russell and Mike Zolt back-to-back 2 RBI base hits that broke open a 2-0 game in the 8th inning as the Tar Heels win 7-0. And the head coach, Mike Fox, speaks after win number 9.
NC State's obviously had a terrific season, and we've had some great battles with them this year. But tonight was all about Hobbs. It's an incredible performance. We really needed it, and gave us exactly what we needed, a good start, and got a lead and were able to add on to it later on. So it's a big win for us. Obviously, we're happy to still be playing.
Disasters come in many forms, and they can occur at any time. Your business operations and your livelihood could come to a screeching halt. Your Trusted Choice independent insurance agent wants to make sure your business can recover quickly. The way to do it is to have a plan in place before you need it. Talk with your local agent about developing an emergency preparedness plan.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice independent insurance agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
So Carolina plays another elimination game. The Tar Heels 4-0 so far in elimination games in the 2013 postseason. It's set for 8 o'clock tonight. UCLA will be the opponent, and it'll be in Omaha at TD Ameritrade Park in the 2013 College World Series.
Inside Carolina Athletics has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Oh, what a great game for Carolina last night, 7-0 over North Carolina State. You heard it right here on WCHL. And we will have the game, as he just said, 8 o'clock is game time tonight. We'll have it for you right here on WCHL. And also, from wherever you are, you can listen on our website. We stream live there 24/7. That is chapelboro.com. 6:47 at WCHL. 13 minutes until 7 o'clock. This is Ron Stutz. Coming up, celebrity birthdays. Traffic and weather together. Freddie Kiger's trivia quiz. And today's WCHL hometown hero.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
2 years ago, we launched chapelboro.com so that our community could have its first digital town square. Since then, our town has evolved and chapelboro.com is evolving with it.
Chapelboro 2.0 carries the same great features and now provides an even better user experience. With its sleek new design and wide accessibility, Chapelboro 2.0 truly is
bigger, faster, and stronger.
We encourage you to stop by multiple times a day. We guarantee there'll always be something new to see.
Chapelboro 2.0, bigger, faster, stronger. Check it out now.
Hello, I'm Robbie Oakes, senior mortgage banker with Corporate Investors Mortgage Group. As a Chapel Hill native and a UNC grad, I am proud to work with the only locally owned mortgage bank in Chapel Hill. Home mortgage interest rates remain at historic lows. Whether you're looking to purchase the home of your dreams or simply looking to refinance your existing mortgage, Corporate Investors and I are here to help you every step of the way. Call us at 929-6116 or visit us on the web at CIMGINC.com. Go Heal.
Summer is here, and FastMed Urgent Care wants you to enjoy fun in the sun and have a safe summer. From swimmer's ear to sunburns, allergies to insect bites, FastMed in Chapel Hill is open 365 days a year. Their friendly clinical staff are here to treat your entire family for any unexpected medical need. FastMed is convenient, affordable, quick, and they accept most insurance. FastMed, located at the corner of the East Franklin Street and Estes Drive. FastMed Urgent Care. Visit FastMed.com.
It is time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. Our traffic report is brought to you by the all-new Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, where fathers get a free dessert today with a purchase of two entrees. Still celebrating Father's Day, Tobacco Road Sports Cafe is the perfect place to watch the Tar Heels in the College World Series inside or on one of the two patios located in the East 54 Shopping Center. The Tobacco Road Sports Cafe. Now, ladies and gentlemen, time for traffic, and I want to say good morning to Rand Northam. Rand, how you doing this morning?
Doing very well. How are you, Ron?
All right, man. You look good.
Well, hey, you look pretty dandy yourself.
Like that purple
for
shirt.
Friday morning.
All dressed up,
yes,
ready to go. It's going to be a busy day today.
This was a rehearsal dinner shirt.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's new to the wardrobe. So.
Well, it's always something new.
That's right.
Newly married man.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, It was good to see you you guys at the concert last night.
Good to be there.
Glad you got a chance to,
a lot of fun.
Relax a little bit.
Yeah, glad it wasn't raining.
Yeah, I know.
Of course, I was here last week covering the storm, but I really wanted to get out to that and see a lot of people for Too Much Sylvia. But then the Catalinas last night at the Summer Music Series was just outstanding.
Yeah. North Tower next Thursday night.
Oh, yeah. So they're good.
That'll be fun.
They're good, yeah.
Well, what's happening with the traffic situation?
Well, traffic moving smoothly right now. To start things off, that is good news. 15501 NC54, the Durham Freeway, I-40 not reporting any accidents. No delays at this time. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask that you do that safely. And Ron, I'm sure we'll talk about this a little bit more later, but that first slide by
Brian Hulverton,
thank you, to start off the scoring for Carolina last night. What a play.
And it was, it was a correct call, too, by the way.
It was. It was. And I got to even say, too, the throw from right field by the right fielder of NC State and the tag by the catcher, I mean, it was incredible. And the only thing that didn't make the defensive play outstanding was the even more outstanding slide by Brian Hulverton. I mean, it couldn't have gone any better for him. So that was just the start of a great game.
Just amazing. Yep. And North Carolina State awfully upset about that, but and you can understand it because there's so much on the line. And, you know, but the replay showed that it was a correct call. So.
And I hated to see them throw their mask and their glove. But I am very glad that the umpire did not toss them out immediately because that could have certainly just spoiled the game.
In a game of that magnitude, nobody wants to see that kind of thing affect the outcome.
He handled it very well.
Yeah, he did.
And sure, there's a lot of emotion riding in that game.
Well, we're glad Carolina won. They'll be playing again tonight. You'll hear it right here on WCHL.
You got it. Special one-hour pregame show again tonight with Aaron Keck, 7 to 8.
That sounds good to me.
All right.
Hey, take care. We'll talk to you later.
Sounds good.
WCHL's Chapel Hill cover of weather brought to you this morning by Southern Season. Visit Southern Season today for 15 to 75% off store-wide during their great summer sale going on now through the 4th of July when they will end the sale with their first ever red, white, and blue party at the University Mall in Chapel Hill or online, southernseason.com. Sunshine today, high today in the low 80s. Nice day on the way. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low about 60. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a slight chance of a shower in the afternoon. High tomorrow, about 85. Low tomorrow night, 65. And then on Sunday, partly sunny with a slight chance of rain late in the day. And the high in the upper 80s. So a little bit warmer coming up at the end of the weekend. Time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. Actor Bernie Capel is 80 years old today. Actor Monty Markham, 78. Actress Mariette Hartley, 73 years old today. Ray Davies, lead singer and leader of the Kinks, 69 years old today. Actress Meredith Baxter, 66. So is actor Michael Gross, 66. They played husband and wife on television. Let's see here. Leon Everett, country singer, 65. Joey Kramer of Aerosmith, 63. Niels Lofgren, musician, 62. Actress Robin Douglas is 60. Actor Lee McCloskey, 58 years old today. Cartoonist Burt Breathed is 56 years old today. Country singer Kathy Mattea turns 54. Let's see here. Actor Michael Dolan, 48 years old today. Actress Juliette Lewis is 40. Actor Chris Pratt, 34. Rock singer Brandon Flowers is 32 years old today. Britain's Prince William turns 31. Chris Allen, who became famous on American Idol, turns 28 today. And pop singer Rebecca Black is 16. We got some local celebrities still celebrating birthdays. Terry Hero, congratulations. And our birthday winner actually has a birthday tomorrow. Woody Claris. Woody Claris is our birthday winner today. And Woody gets a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores. Fordham Boulevard and Metamont. And Woody, I'll hope it's a great celebration for you, buddy. I saw Woody last night and I had no idea it was going to be his birthday. But it's coming up tomorrow. Happy birthday, Woody, from all of us at WCHL. Congratulations.
97.9 FM, WCHL. Hi, this is Ron Stutz along with Freddie Kiger.
Yo,
time for trivia on this Friday morning to kick off your weekend.
How you doing, Freddie?
It's good, and today is...
first day of summer.
The summer solstice.
Exactly.
So people should be somewhere out there running around naked wearing laurel and wreaths and...
yeah.
You know,
doing... You plan on doing that later today?
I did it earlier.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm glad I wasn't there.
Yeah.
But, you know, yeah, celebrate.
No, yeah, I mean, celebrate. Hey, summer solstice.
I don't know what you're going to ask today, but I've been thinking lately with, you know, summertime coming and everything, what are your favorite summer songs? I'm going to have to.
You know, yeah, I mean, there's no question. I mean, I always relate summer with the Beach Boys.
I'm going to have to dig out some summer songs and play them later.
Oh, my gosh. Mungo Jerry's.
Yeah, in the summertime.
In the summertime.
Hot Fun in the summertime. Sly and the Family Stone.
Lovin' Spoonful.
Summertime Billy Stewart.
Hot Top, Summer in the City.
Yeah.
Summertime.
Yeah.
Summertime.
And It's Summer by War.
Yeah.
A lot of good ones. Summer Rain, Johnny Rivers.
Oh,
good
my
one.
God. Yeah, we talked about that last time.
Yeah.
Not too long ago.
So,
tons and tons.
I didn't mean to get us off there. It's just
had that
running through my head for the last few days.
Well, I went a different route. I thought about summer solstice, so I thought about, you know, here comes the, you know, the hot weather. So, you ready, folks? Here we go.
Yes.
Summer solstice is our theme. We're talking about hot, hot, hot.
Hot, hot, hot.
Hot, yes.
Yep.
All right, what American locale hit a world record 134 degrees in July of 1913?
My goodness.
100 years ago. What American locale
hit
a world record 134 degrees in July 1913, 100 years ago.
I think that was Hillsborough, wasn't it?
It was, I think, Bahama.
Seriously, what place was it? It was 100 years ago. They got up to 134 sweltering degrees. That's amazing. Call right now if you think you know the answer.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager, Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
He's a professor of English and director of the Creative Writing Program at the College of Arts and Sciences in Carolina. And Michael McPhee is today's WCHL hometown hero.
William James once wrote in a letter to a friend that the basic human need is the need to be appreciated. Isn't that true? Just to have someone say to you, thank you for what you do, or I like what you do. So I feel like this is what your series does, and good for you.
McPhee is an accomplished poet. He's also a great mentor to colleagues and especially to his students.
Well, it's directly linked to being a writer and a teacher of young writers, because the way that writers have learned and grown through the millennia is absolutely through mentoring. Younger writers studying with older, more experienced writers who try to share with them advice about how to make their writing stronger, about how to live the writer's life, about what to do with their work once they've finished it. And of course, we get such wonderful undergraduate poets and fiction writers and nonfiction writers here at UNC.
McPhee has received a lot of honors over the years. He says he's surrounded by a lot of bright young minds here in the southern part of heaven.
Young people who want to be writers often migrate to Chapel Hill. You know, there wasn't an accident that Thomas Wolfe came here. So I feel like I get the cream of the crop. What I love about UNC's student writers, and I've taught at other colleges like Cornell and Lawrence and, you know, good students, but UNC students have great imaginations. They are really hard workers. They are so willing to revise and improve their poems, and they're really good-spirited.
Professor McPhee enjoys waking up and going to work.
And I feel so lucky to be doing this and not, you know, any of the million other jobs any of us could have had. I feel like I've totally fallen into the happy valley. But again, it's just the kind of, especially by the time they get to the upper levels of creative writing here, their talent, experience, their willingness to work is just so refreshing. And we've always emphasized, Ron, at UNC Chapel Hill, the undergraduate experience.
Like so many of us who live here, McPhee came to Chapel Hill and just never left.
And I went here as an undergraduate, so I sort of came and never left. I think they'll be carrying me out of here one day when I leave.
But what do you like to do when you're not at work?
Well, I like to write. It's sort of hard to do during the semester when you're teaching or directing the creative writing program or doing things that a professor does. But, you know, the beauty of being a teacher is that you have at least part of every summer off. So that's when I work on my own poems.
Well, that's your creative time.
It is a creative time, and I just feel so lucky to have it because, you know, how many American men or women have that luxury? To me, it's a real luxury, and I try to respect that and take advantage of it.
You can hear more about Michael McPhee next hour on WCHL. I want to jump in here and congratulate Tom Taylor, who called in with the correct answer. It was Death Valley, California, 134 degrees in July 100 years ago. That is amazing.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happened. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
7 o'clock.
Added